Several people have been killed in an attack on a Shia mosque in Saudi Arabia's eastern province. The bomb detonated at Imam Reza Mosque in the town of Ahsa as people were holding Friday prayers. Witnesses say the bombing was followed by gunfire. Japan has announced Israel's newly announced settlement projects as a violation of international law. The Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Tel Aviv must freeze its settlement activities on Palestinian territories. Meanwhile, Turkey has said Israel's plans are against international law and will harm efforts for permanent peace. Israeli authorities have refused to allow a doctor from Physicians for Human Rights to visit the Palestinian hunger-striking prisoner who is in critical condition. Mohammed Al-Qiq has been on hunger strike for 65 days now. His family had earlier called for the inmate's medical examination by an independent doctor. Oil prices continue to rally in Asia after Russia said it could talk to OPEC members to cut output. U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate rose 21 cents to hit $33.43 a barrel. Brent oil for March delivery also gained 26 cents, reaching $34.15. The FBI has released a video purportedly showing one occupier of a wildlife refuge in the state of Oregon being shot dead by police. This happened after the man sped away from a traffic stop where the group's leader was arrested. The FBI says now only four armed men remain at the Federal Wildlife Refuge. Children in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state have been suffering from severe malnutrition since the Muslim-populated region was hit with floods 6 months ago. The European Community Humanitarian Office says the number of affected children under the age of five was 1,500 back in October and could even be higher in 2016. Japan's defense minister has reportedly ordered its military to be ready to destroy any missile fired by North Korea, which would threaten the country. Yen Nakatani issued the order after reports that Pyongyang is preparing to launch a long-range missile in a week's time. And the world's largest annual human migration is underway in China, where millions of workers are returning to their hometowns for the Lunar New Year. 246 million Chinese migrant workers are going home to celebrate the festivities beginning on February the 8th. In the next 40 days, passenger journeys nationwide will top 2.9 billion.